This is the Camden County Wildcats Coaches Show with head coach Jeff Heron on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by the Bennett Automotive Group, Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, and by Coastal Car Care. And now, here's your host, Jason Bishop. Welcome to the Camden County Coaches Show with head coach Jeff Heron on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Jason Bishop. This segment of the Wildcats Coaches Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, by Coastal Car Care, and by the Bennett Automotive Group. And now joining us, the head coach of the Camden County Wildcats, Coach Jeff Heron. Coach, thanks for taking the time.
No problem, Jason. Glad to do it.
Coach, we played a whale of a football game. You and I haven't spoken since, but we played a whale of a football game against the Lowndes County Vikings. You know, had those guys dead to rights late in the football game, and I just want to get your impression of how you feel that your team played in that football game.
Well, I thought we did a lot of really, really good things, and more importantly, I felt like we battled the whole time, and you know, there wasn't any quit in us, and there wasn't any give up in us, and those are things that we had been addressing and stressing all year long, and so I was extremely pleased with their effort. Now, when you went back and looked at the film, you know, when the reality set in that we made a lot of mistakes still. And as an example, we had 8 false start penalties on offense. It's hard to win a football game with, you know, 3 or 4 false start penalties because they're drive killers. And we had 8, but we were able to overcome some of them. One of them cost us a touchdown. You know, we completed a pass for a touchdown and got called back on that. We had another long play that got called back for one. But so when I look at it, you know, through the microscope, so to speak, you know, we made some mistakes defensively and gave up big plays. We made some mistakes pre-snap on offense that really hurt us. So we didn't play our best. We didn't play our best. But yet, you know, when your effort and when your will to win and when all those things are as good as I felt like they were, it'll overcome some of that. And that was, I was very proud of that part of it.
Coach, we got ourselves up 21-7 there late in the football game. And then we went through a stretch where Lowndes put 21 straight points up on the board. Talk about what happened during that stretch with our kids.
Well, you know, I used the example with them on Sunday after the game that you know, in 2010, I believe it was, we lost a playoff game to Hillgrove and, you know, felt like we should have never lost the game and was so frustrated. You know, we got beat the week before Thanksgiving, which never happened here, you know, and but what, you know, turned out that the running back that had such a big game against us was a kid named Kenyon Drake. Who's still playing in the league for Las Vegas. Well, we got beat in 2012 and, you know, in a game that certainly felt like that we should have, you know, won and by Norcross and, you know, had the game in the fourth quarter. And then some kid they had kept making plays, running the ball, catching the ball in the fourth quarter. Well, turned out that his name was Alvin Kamara.
Okay.
And, you know, so sometimes that happens because they've got really good guys. And I told our players and coaches that, who's to say that someday we won't be sitting here talking about Ja'Kari Brown and Chase Belker? Because those two kids are special. And, you know, they made plays, and that's what happened. You know, going back to the situation, and we're up 21-7, and we've got them pinned back pretty deep. And, you know, Ja'Kari Brown scrambles around, and Chase Belker leaks out of the backfield, and you know, we have a linebacker assigned to him. And he's scrambling around, the linebacker kind of froze, and Chase Belker got behind him, and they get an 80-yard, you know, touchdown pass to a running back who started out in the backfield, not even in the pattern, to make it, you know, 21-14. And then Ja'Kari Brown makes a great throw, gets him down on the goal line, and they score. And then he makes another tremendous play with his feet, tight ropes down the sideline, and scores again. And we knew going in and that those two players, we had to do something to slow them down. And We did, for the most part.
You did.
But we had three big plays to them that, you know, where it went from 21 to 7 to 28 to 21.
I was really proud of our kids' resiliency there. You know, we get we go, like you said, from 21-7 up to 28-21 down. And then our kids really bore down and showed a lot of grit, determination, focus, will to win. And they put the ball in the end zone there late. And I said to Lawton in the booth when we got the touchdown to go 28-27, and I turned to Lawton and I said, Coach Heron's going to go for two, long before he ever even put the folks out there because of the previous conversation we had had about the Colquitt game. And I looked at Lawton and I said, Coach Heron's going to go for two here. And then sure enough, you know, 10 seconds after I said this, you trot the offense back out there to go for two. That conversation that we had after the Colquitt game, that factor in about the conversation you had with Jamie and going for two, and just explain that.
Well, it really did. You know, several things, as I said, you know, about Colquitt that went through your mind was we had the momentum. We had moved the ball all night.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I felt like we could score. I felt like we had, you know, a couple of good plays that we were going to run that, you know, if we needed to. And I had told them as we got near the end zone, you know, make sure we got our best two-point play. And so we scored, and our extra point team runs out there. And my first thought was, you know, they weren't ready for our fake on our extra point. You know, they're standing there with their hands on their hips. You know, it's been a long drive for Lyons' defense. And I almost faked that. And I remembered that our long snapper, he was out and hadn't snapped all night. And he was the guy that has to throw the ball, you know, over. And so we had a backup kid there that had never done it before. And so that's when we took the timeout. I thought, you know, if I'm going to roll the dice here, I'm going to roll the dice with our offense and the best thing we can do. And, you know, brought them over, and we had one play called, and we go back out there, and they call timeout. And so we come back over there, and we got time to talk about it, and Major actually suggested, he said, you know, I was going to run a play to the left that I felt like was there, seeing where they lined up. And, you know, Major kind of grabbed me and shook me a little bit. He said, we've worked this all year long out of this formation, you know, this play. And it was exactly the right call, because we go back out there and they don't line up correctly to it, really, and we walk in untouched. And, you know, you make that, you feel good about it. You know, if you don't make it, you feel bad. But it was the right decision, I thought, at that time for our kids and what they needed. And, you know, literally we were getting ready to call the play, and one of our defensive linemen, who's also on the extra point team, and we had the offense and the extra point team standing nearby so Lyons didn't know what we were going to do. One of our defensive linemen, who probably said three words all year, he's like looking at me going, Coach, we got it, we got it, we got it, you know. And when you feel like your kids feel that way,
mm-hmm.
you know, that plays a part in it too, I guess. So, you know, we executed it well, and Jamie got the ball in the end zone, and, you know, 51 seconds to go up two or up one, and then we kick off to them and down and inside the 10. You know, you got to like our chances at that point.
Yeah. Well, we're going to step away from right there. We'll pick up at that point on the other side of this break. More to come on the Wildcats Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
Buying a vehicle doesn't have to be a headache. Come to Bennett Auto Group in Kingsland for the easiest car buying experience you've ever had. Your number one hometown dealer in Camden and in the Southeast. Number one in volume. Number one in new cars. Number one in certified pre-owned. Two locations to serve you a mile apart on Highway 40 in Kingsland. 912-729-5266 or 912-729-7100. The Bennett Auto Group, where you are treated like family.
Every athlete knows that if you can't play, you can't win. Hi, I'm Dr. Bo Sasser with Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. We treat a variety of sports and non-sports injuries with proven expertise in joint replacement, arthroscopic surgery, and physical rehabilitation. With the support of Southeast Georgia Health System, our orthopedic specialists are committed to getting you back to your life quickly.
Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS. That's 1-855-275-7447 or visit sghs.org.
For 15 years, your friends at Coastal Car Care have been here to help with all of your car needs, from oil changes to tires, brakes, alignments to, well, you name it. Your friends at Coastal Car Care are always here for you when you need them. At 5225 Highway 40 East, right next to the St. Mary's Road overpass, Coastal Car Care is proud to be here for you. Check out our specials for military, ladies, seniors, teachers, and first responders as well. CoastalCarCareGA.com, 882-5005.
Welcome back to the Camden County Coaches Show with Head Coach Jeff here on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Jason Bishop. This segment is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Coach, so we get the two-point conversion. We go up 29-28. I think Lowndes was ranked fifth in the state, maybe. And so we've got the number five team in the state on the ropes in 7A here at Chris Gilman. And you said about 51 seconds left. We kick off to them, and they got the ball deep. And if my memory serves me correctly, there was – we had gotten the clock down on them to about 31 seconds when they snapped the ball and they scored on that miracle play. But take us through the play. I mean, part of it is Ja'Kari Brown being Ja'Kari Brown. And then another part is, you know, we had a receiver slide behind our coverage. Talk to us, take us through that.
Well, it was a very frustrating sequence there. And two things bother me right now still, and they will always bother me about that game, is that, well, three, if you go back to when we had it, we scored too quick. You know, I should have considered the time, and I should have tried to used a little bit more clock. You know, we snapped it. You know, we weren't sure we were going to score. We weren't sure we'd go for two and all that at the time. You know, we had them on the ropes, and we were swinging for the knockout. Mm-hmm. But looking back on it, I wish we had to run a little bit more time off the clock. But we didn't. The second thing is that, you know, we hadn't worked into the game scenarios in practice in a while. And you know, that's really frustrating to me, that, you know, as a coach, that's my responsibility to cover everything. And, you know, playing a part in that, we didn't have any timeouts left. We had used the time out there to make sure we did the right thing on the extra point. You know, if we'd have had a timeout to call and get our defense settled down, you know, I think that could have made a difference. But, you know, you got to give them some credit. They had whether it was by design or whether it was by accident, they wound up with a great play against what we were doing defensively. We literally had five guys deep. But Ja'Kari Brown rolled to our sideline, to the field. And when he did, you know, we had worked all week trying to keep him contained and, you know, not go for the sack. You got to keep him in the pocket. And, you know, we were scared to death he'd run, you know, 80 yards on us. So we had our secondary kind of rolled with him a little bit. And when they did, we saw the receivers crossing, and our secondary guys picked him up. And there went that back, Chase Belker, again. He leaks out of the backfield. And, you know, when he's rolling to the right, you know, we lost him. And when he rolled back to the left, unfortunately, Ja'Kari Brown saw him and then made a throw that not many kids in America can make. And we had a guy in his face, and he launches it, winds up flat of his back, and he threw it 50-something yards in the air on a dime. And it was like a slow-motion bad dream.
It sure was.
And saw the ball going through the air like that. But, you know, again, they made one more play than we did. And, you know, we've certainly worked in the game scenario since then. And, you know, just as a coach, you know, anytime something like that happens, you got to blame yourself first, because, you know, I could have done something to prepare our team better for that. And I did not. And, you know, but sometimes, you know, you can not be prepared and you still get lucky, make a play and whatever. But Ja'Kari Brown and Chase Buffer were both good enough athletes to make that play. And, you know, again, there's been times this year that I felt like our effort and our will to win have not been good enough at the end of games. That wasn't the case the other night. You know, you had two great athletes making a play, and us not being as prepared as we should have been, just kind of, you know, blowing your coverage a little bit. And, you know, wasn't so much that as it was kind of a really well-designed play. Two great athletes, you had the ability to make it work.
Last question on that subject, and then we'll go to break and we'll come back and start talking about North Cobb. Losing a game like that, you know, we've lost some heartbreakers, some real tough ones this year. We really have, and I think that one, you know, is right up there with some of the tough ones as well. What did you say to your kids? Game's over, and you know, you guys knew that you know, it was right there. You know, had the game won, had it in hand. What do you say to your kids when that game gets away and then you start thinking about some of the other ones, right? And I know that's probably played into the kids' mentality too. So what did you tell them?
Well, I didn't tell them much of anything Friday night. You know, I told them I wish I had the words to comfort them and make them feel better, but I was like everybody else, you know, at that moment I was just stunned myself. And you know, it's hard to sit there and you think, well, dang it, you know, just keeps happening to us. But you know, with some time to reflect and talking to them that Sunday, you know it was more about, okay, you know, this is, you know, it happened. We've had 2 days to wallow around in self-pity. And actually, it was on Tuesday, I guess. I took an extra day there, but, same thing. We all said, what's important now, WIN, and what's important now is we got to put it behind us. And, you know, I used the example when we lost to Colquitt in overtime. We did not put that behind us, and we go to Tift and don't play well. Mm-hmm. All right? And, you know, now we've had another really heart-wrenching loss. But we got to put it behind us because we got to play. That was the message to them, that, you know, if we act like we did after we lost to Colquitt, you know, we're not going to be successful in the playoffs. But if we can think of the positives from this game and put it behind us, you know, then I think we've learned that we can play with most anybody.
All right, we'll be right back to the Camden County Coaches Show with Head Coach Jeff Herron on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Buying a vehicle doesn't have to be a headache. Come to Bennett Auto Group in Kingsland for the easiest car buying experience you've ever had. Your number one hometown dealer in Camden and in the Southeast. Number one in volume, number one in new cars, number one in certified pre-owned. Two locations to serve you a mile apart on Highway 40 in Kingsland, 912-729-5266 or 912-729-7100. The Bennett Auto Group, where you are treated like family.
Every athlete knows that if you can't play, you can't win. Hi, I'm Dr. Bo Sasser with Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. We treat a variety of sports and non-sports injuries with proven expertise in joint replacement, arthroscopic surgery, and physical rehabilitation. With the support of Southeast Georgia Health System, our orthopedic specialists are committed to getting you back to your life quickly.
Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS. That's 1-855-275-7447 or visit sghs.org.
For 15 years, your friends at Coastal Car Care have been here to help with all of your car needs, from oil changes to tires, brakes, alignments to, well, you name it. Your friends at Coastal Car Care are always here for you when you need them. At 5225 Highway 40 East, right next to the St. Mary's Road overpass, Coastal Car Care is proud to be here for you. Check out our specials for military, ladies, seniors, teachers, and first responders as well. CoastalCarCareGA.com,
5005. Welcome back to the Camden County Wildcats Coaches Show with Head Coach Jeff here on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Jason Bishop. This segment is brought to you by Coastal Car Care and by the Bennett Automotive Group. All right, Coach, so let's move forward. We're a 4 seed. We get the luxury of trucking up to North Atlanta, up to Kennesaw, my old stomping grounds, Coach. I'm a KSU alum. and we'll play the North Cobb Warriors. Talk to me about what we know. I'm sure we've watched a ton of film so far. What we know about North Cobb?
Well, you know, being a KSU alum, first of all, you know how long a trip it is.
Yes, I do.
And that's not going to be pleasant, but the North Cobb has a very talented team. They were extremely good last year, and they had several kids move in over the course of the spring and summer. And, you know, just kids that are extremely talented. And so they are, from what everybody up that way tells me, them and Shiloh are just head and shoulders above. Them and Collins Hill are just head and shoulders above everybody else in the state from a talent standpoint. And they are. I mean, they have weapons everywhere on offense. And I guess what surprised me the most when we started watching film is just how big, talented, fast they are on defense. And they've got a good defensive scheme. You know, they're not bad in the kicking game. And offensively, they're really, really hard to defend because of all the different things they can do to you.
Coach, there's a, you know, of course, most of us, I guess, have heard. If not, we'll tell you right now. There is a possibility that their quarterback may not play Friday night. Some issues going on up there. What do we know for sure about that?
Well, for sure, probably not anything. You know, we it's been a roller coaster with that because we heard there were some issues there, and you know, he couldn't play last Friday night, and he didn't play on Friday night against North Pauldy. And you know, we'd heard there were other kids involved in some stuff, and they weren't going to play, whatever. Well, it turned out he was really the only one that did not play. And their starting running back didn't play, but, you know, we'd heard his was an injury deal. But, again, I don't have any facts, and, you know, I'm not going to say anything about a teenager because I don't have any facts. I don't know what happened. But he didn't play on Friday night, and we, you know, until yesterday afternoon, we had heard that was the case, that he was out. People were saying he was going to be out for, you know, most of the playoffs. And, you know, as long as they kept winning, you know, he might be out. But then we heard yesterday that something happened, changed that, and now he was going to be playing. So we expect him to play, and you know, he is extremely good. He's for them what Ja'Cari Brown is for Lowndes.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe better. You know, he's just a junior, and honestly, he's got more weapons around him because of the kids they had and the kids that moved in than Ja'Cari Brown does right now. So, you know, they struggled offensively a little bit last week without him. They were having to play some receivers at quarterback in the first quarter, I think because of some other issues we heard with their backup quarterbacks. And then in the second quarter, they put the two backup quarterbacks in, rotating them some. And, you know, so they weren't the same offense last week against North Pauling as they've been all year long because the kid's unbelievably good. But, you know, we expect him to play. And, you know, I told our kids, honestly, you know, we can't control that. All we can control is us. And, you know, wouldn't want to go up there and win the game and everybody say, well, you won the game because their quarterback didn't play. So if we're going to go win it, we'd just send that bit full strength.
That's right.
So, you know, again, it's a who knows, and you know, I can't control it. Don't have anything in it, so I'm going to just coach our kids and the ones we've got.
And just to elaborate, 12-7, North Cobb beats North Paulding without the quarterback last week, and North Paulding – obviously, North Cobb is the number one seed. They won that region. North Paulding didn't get in the playoffs. They finished dead last in that region and still were able to play with North Cobb without the quarterback. So that's how much he means to that football team offensively. Coach, let's talk about our – we've had a week off after the Lowndes game, getting ready for the playoffs. Kids, mentality, good practice, where are we with us?
Well – that's hard to say. You know, I felt like we practiced pretty well last week.
Mm-hmm.
this week, I don't know. It's like our focus has been a little off, and I attribute that to sand gnats probably. You know, they've been out in force early this week, and, you know, this time of year, the weather and stuff. But, you know, I would like to see them a little bit more excited about getting a chance to go play in the playoffs and all that. But that's part of our, maturation process that, you know, they're, I think, still a little stunned from what's happened this year and still a little in doubt about our chances. And, you know, it's been the struggle all year long to get them to believe that they can do it. But, again, I keep telling them, you know, we play in Region 1, the hardest region in the state, you know, and we have competed well in that region. Haven't shown on the scoreboard, but they got to know that, you know, we've been extremely close. And if we play like we did against Colwood, we play like we did against Lowndes, then, you know, we feel like we can play with anybody. And I know as coaches we feel that way, and hopefully the kids will. And, we've got some great kids, and, you know, you can't be mad at them because, you know, sometimes they doubt themselves. You just got to keep encouraging them, and you got to keep telling them that they are winners. And sooner or later, as I told them at Lowndes, before the Lowndes game, sooner or later, we're going to get tired of getting beat. And we're going to say it's not going to happen tonight. Unfortunately, we did that against Lowndes, and some miraculous, Hail Mary, it did happen again. So it's hard to judge where we're at right now mentally. But I got to believe that they're good enough kids that they're going to fight, you know, one more time and see what happens, and that's our plan.
All right. Well, thank you for joining us for the Camden County Coaches Show with Coach Jeff Heron on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Make the trip up to Kennesaw to watch our Wildcats take down that number one seed, North Cobb Warriors, and move on in the second round, and we'll see who we get. For Coach Heron, I'm Jason Bishop signing off, and let's go Cats.